I got started as a writer. I used to be a dancer on cruise ships.
It really was the Cinderella story.
Prison is the ultimate writer's retreat because you have nothing to do.
And I was like, no, you don't understand. I want books with my name on them.
I had my first book come out when I was 25, and it did change my life like I wanted it to.
I'm Anna David. I interview writers about their struggles, their triumphs, and other things they don't want you to know. Hi, guys. Anna here. If you're hearing this because you're a subscriber to either After Party Pod or You've Got Issues, you've surely noticed that there was a different theme song, right? And that's because what you're about to listen to, if you are about to listen, is a totally new project of mine. I promise I won't be offended if you're like, wait, I came here for something else. I'm not even going to listen. Here's the thing. I won't even know. But if you're either interested in finding out about how to become a writer or to find out how other writers did it, or just to support one of my new projects and hear some very interesting people be interviewed, by all means, keep listening. The new project is called Writing Issues, and it's something I've spent a while developing. It's going to be online classes, webinars, and coaching programs. But in order to attract the highest caliber students I can, I'm spending a significant amount of time building up an audience of aspiring writers or writers who just want to blow up their careers. And that could be you. Yeah, you, the one who's driving right now and listening to this or sitting in front of your computer. Is that you? Okay, if it is, I have a great offer for you. My cheat sheet, The 6 Steps to Breaking Through Your Issues and Becoming a New York Times Bestselling Author. It's absolutely free. I spill all my secrets, as in those hard-earned ones that I spent like 2 decades trying to learn the hard way. So if you have any interest in being a writer, I definitely recommend checking it out. And I have a super cool, like, we're living in Big Brother land way for you to do that. Yes, you can subscribe. You can go to annadavid.com and subscribe to the newsletter that way. You can also text and get on the list. All you have to do is text 480-418-1411. Again, 480-418-1411. Text Writing Issues. One word. I thought it had to be all caps. I tested it. It doesn't. Lowercase or all caps. However you want to do it, just don't put anything else. And don't put a space. Whatever you do. You will get a text back asking you to respond with your email address. You do it, and voila, my cheat sheet in your inbox. I promise I'm not going to be calling you. I don't even answer the phone when my friends call. So you're no worries there. You'll also be on the list to be notified about my upcoming webinars and coaching program. The coaching program, by the by, is a 6-month online program where I'll be walking 20 students through how to build a profile, write essays, get published on mainstream websites, and ultimately write and sell a nonfiction book proposal. Jam-packed. We're talking 22 training videos, 6 webinars, 2 one-on-one calls with me, and copies of my 2 book proposals that have never been seen, aside from the editors who bought them, one at HarperCollins and one at Simon & Schuster. So anybody can apply. And the crazy thing is I've gotten my agent and a publisher I know to agree to meet with the best student or students from my class one-on-one meetings in person or over Skype if they're not in New York. And here's the deal. So after the class is over, all students have 1 month afterwards to submit a finished book proposal to me, and I will be making that decision. So there's no guarantee that that person will be signed and have their book published, but what it really means is that their chances have skyrocketed from 3 in 10,000, which is how many book proposals go places out of the number submitted, to 1 in 20. So I have no idea when you're listening to this, so I don't know if there's a webinar scheduled or the coaching program is underway. If you want to know, go to annadavid.com/coaching. You can apply for the program there if the timing is right. You can also go to writingissues.com for that information. If neither of those tell you, let's just say they don't, you can always email me, anna@annadavid.com. If you are interested in the coaching program, I highly recommend attending a webinar. In it, I will provide all the tips and info you need to make it into the coaching program, plus give all attendees a special discount. Have I mentioned that the webinar is totally free? And again, if you text 480-418-1411, writing issues, all caps, no spaces. You will be on the list to be notified about all of this. I just lied. As I said before, you can, doesn't have to be all caps. No spaces. And with that, let's get into today's interview. My guest today is Patrick O'Neill. I'm just going to start off with this. He's a former convicted bank robber. Yeah, I said it. And he wrote a memoir about it. It's called Gun Needle Spoon. He was just pardoned, by the way. He is the most interesting, amazing guy. Gun Needle Spoon is also in France. Yeah, there's a French edition. It's called Hold Up. I think you say Hold Up. He's written for a bunch of other publications, including Salon, The Nervous Breakdown, the website I edit, After Party Magazine. He's a two-time nominee for the Best of the Net and a Penn Center USA professional and mentor. He will, starting in 2017, he will be the coordinator for Why There Are Words, which is a Los Angeles reading series. So let's get into today's interview. So, has your novel been optioned? What's the story? It's a perfect movie.
Originally, it
was
optioned.
Sorry, memoir.
Memoir. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yep.
The genre. Isn't it awful when people go, they're like, they call a memoir a novel.
Yeah.
Literally what I just did, it drives me insane.
Well, it's even worse the other way around because you tell someone what your book's about, and it's about a junkie bank robber, and they go, oh, fiction? And I go, no. And they're like, ooh. You know, but way back, I fought really hard to get get all the rights. When the publisher really wanted half of them, and I didn't really feel that they should have half of them. That's a whole other story. But in the beginning, a subsidiary of Universal was looking to option it. And it was the people that were working with Ryan Gosling, and they did Drive, and they were really interested in it.
How did they find it?
Drive didn't do well in America, but did really well in France. And so they were in France, and somebody said, you got to read this book. And he saw Hold Up, and he couldn't read Hold Up because he didn't read French. And so when he got back, he found me, and he got in touch with me, the producer or director, I'm not sure which one.
Wait, Hold Up was the French version?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Hold Up was the French version.
But I'm assuming it was not Hold Up, but something in French.
No, it was Hold Up.
Interesting.
Because it actually translates. But hold up with
what?
A dash. Hold dash up.
Whoa.
I know.
Are you a sensation?
You got to say hold up.
Hold up.
Yes.
Are you what David Hasselhoff is in Germany? Are you in France?
I did pretty well for being a debut author in France. I mean,
yeah.
I did really well. I actually sold more copies than I really thought.
Do you speak French at all?
Not a bit.
Okay, so back to Universal.
Yeah.
The guy,
the
producer of Drive, or somebody who works at Universal, comes back, gets the book,
right.
And then what happens?
And then he gets in touch with me through my website, and we talk, and I send him the manuscript, because it wasn't even out yet as Gun Needle Spoon yet. It was the manuscript that before I even got edited, and I sent it to him to read, and he was really interested, blah, 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 and then that was it.
But did Ryan ever read it?
I don't know. I really hope he did. No, I hope he didn't, because then that would mean he didn't want to do it.
Right.
You know,
right.
So hopefully he never read it. You know.
Ryan, if you're watching, read it.
Exactly.